Damn. Yo.
He said, damn, what? Damn what? What's the problem?
Damn, have you seen the freaking MSRP on the new Nismo Z?
Bro, it's unheard of. I love it, but it's unheard of.
You like it, really? I do, actually. I feel like you wouldn't.
I do. At first, I didn't like it.
For the price.
Well, again, price-wise, I don't like, you know.
That thing is $65,000.
There would be so much other things I'd get into.
That's so crazy.
I'd be looking in the used market with the...
was the price of, like, the R35 when it came out? Around that ballpark, yeah? Or higher?
I think definitely, maybe a little higher. Maybe we should have done some research.
Well, whatever, but hey, no, I don't got to research that. Anyways, but $65,000 for a Nismo Z.
Yeah, that's unheard of, no.
That is so crazy.
And what's just your basic standard Z?
I think it's like 40.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Nobody's getting them at MSRP.
So imagine that. So the $65,000 car becomes what? A minimum $15,000 markup. Now you're talking a $75,000 car? If you
15 minimum, you think.
Minimum. Minimum.
Minimum. One, we got to learn how to do math. 65 plus 15 is 80K.
Oh, did I say?
And you said 75.
We're getting somewhere. That's 10. Then.
But close enough, right?
Oh, my God. So look at this. So you can get a 911 Turbo for $70,000.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you get this for that price, but if you had 70 grand, are you going to pick up a Nissan?
No, definitely not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like it.
Maybe a GTR, but not a Z.
Even a GTR. I'm not.
But even this, so in other words, if you had 40,000, I haven't even seen the new Zs on the road still, really.
I've seen two.
The Nissan was talking about how the sales on that car has been abysmal solely due to dealerships with their crazy markups.
Of course, that's everybody, because nobody's starting to...
But unlike maybe, Volkswagen or something like that.
3 years ago, yeah, everybody was paying these ridiculous prices.
Right.
Not anymore.
Well, no one's being a sucker anymore.
It's unheard of.
But unlike Volkswagen, like Nissan's not having as bad of a supply demand or whatever it is, because like Volkswagen has that giant shortage and they're not producing for the States or whatever. Ridiculous. First of all, they got to figure that out.
Yeah, they do. You want to know something? I've seen more new Mark 8 Golf R's and GTIs on the road than I've seen a 400.
I've seen GTIs. I've still only seen maybe one or two of the Golf R's.
Every few days when I go home, I drive next to a white Golf R.
Oh, it must be nice.
It's really nice.
I want that.
It's very nice and clean. I like that thing a lot.
I haven't seen too many of the new Nissan Zs, but even if I paid... Say I got it for MSRP and I paid $40,000, you know, tax and destination or whatever for the new Z. If you're going to tell me that the Nismo version is worth $23,000, $25,000 more, it just sounds crazy to me.
It definitely sounds crazy to me.
I can get three cars in that price.
Prices right now. Oh my God.
And there's all these other trim levels already.
Yeah. No. Again, the Nismo is cool. Personally, I think if you want that Nismo bumpers and the spoiler and all of that, it's the way to go versus going and piecing it together yourself and having to deal with painting and matching and all of that. But personally, I'd probably just go with that Z Sport right there and rip it.
Yeah.
Start modifying with the rest of that 20 grand that you...
I know everyone was upset about it because the Nismo Z doesn't come with a manual transmission option, but...
Which is... Kind of weird.
I think it's weird.
It's kind of weird. Normally, you would have those two options on that.
I mean, that's a car you need. Especially if you're paying the price. Like, why not at least get the option?
I feel like Nissan is trying to gear that Nismo to your higher end clientele that doesn't want
The manual.
A manual.
Right.
Versus they're going to give the manual on the base car because that's the type of.
But are those. Are people like that going to go for the Nismo Z or are they going to go for an Audi?
That all comes down to the type of person you are. Like, personally, for me, I'd go with the Audi, BMW, or Porsche, or anything German, really, versus...
I can't help but to think if I was going to go with an automatic, you know, good JDM car or whatever, I'm just going to go to the GTR if I got that kind of money.
100%.
You know, and we're talking in that ballpark range anyways.
You're not wrong at all, and I agree with you on that for sure.
But it baffles me. Or, you could start looking at used... GTR, were they black editions or whatever they are?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Again, I would look into the used market before I ever thought of spending $65,000 on a Nissan.
If I had
the best GTR ever, looks the same for the last 10 years.
I can't believe that they didn't do anything.
To be honest, I saw some really cool renders that I was like, I'm hoping.
I saw them too. For the R36, yep, and it looked crazy. Hoping, I seen some good renders. The
same
That's
thing.
Same old, same old. But
like, don't get me wrong, interior is probably a lot nicer than your older ones. I get it, but that thing needs a revamp, just like Toyota and all
badly.
Of their pickup trucks and trucks.
No, their trucks got the revamp.
Finally.
And they're good.
10 years.
Yeah, and they're good, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if I had the base model Nissan Z and I wanted to take $25,000, I think I could turn that car into something way better than the money spent 100%. On the Nismo.
100%. And you could do a lot more performance modifications.
Exactly.
And leave it looking base and be that sleeper on the road.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's another thing, too, if that's what you're into. But as far as, like, modding-wise for appearance, I would probably just start doing everything myself and save that $20,000.
It's almost like with the 370, they had the same issue of how the 370 had a track edition or a track trim.
Yeah.
And then they had the Nismo trim, and they're like the same thing, except for aero package and wheels and stuff.
But that's what it's everybody. It's like Volkswagen with the R lines. You're going to pay more for it, but when it comes down to, I hate to keep bringing up Volkswagens like this, but like, I'm bringing this as an example because I have a buddy who probably won't watch this, but it's okay. He has a Tiguan, but he has like the SE versus the R line.
Uh-huh.
For that, personally, for me, I would have spent the extra.
You would or wouldn't have?
I would have the R line. Because it's the body panel painting for me. You know, like on the Tiguan, they have that like plastic look like going on the side versus the R line. It's all painted.
Yeah, the trim. Yeah.
So, like, for that extra $4,000, I'm going to want to paint it anyway and want fog lights and all of that. So, like, that's something. Yeah, but I want the higher-end package.
Sure, I get that. It's a little different when you look at an SUV or something like that.
Well, it comes down to which car that we're talking about specifically, you know?
But if you're talking about, like, enthusiast-driven cars or whatever, are trim levels just nonsense? It's like,
it depends on the car. It really does.
But, all right, so if you look at a car like the new GR Corolla, like, the GR Corolla has it has three trims, but let's just talk about the two trims because one of them is like super limited edition with the Murizo. But the core model and the circuit edition, the circuit edition's like $5,000 to $8,000 more. I can't remember, but something like that.
I think it was eight. I think that's what you pulled it up as.
So okay, so there you go. So
look, $8,000 difference.
Premium. I didn't even know that existed.
Even the premium. What's the difference on the premium?
I bet you the premium's new though, because I've never seen that before. But
either way, we're talking on that circuit edition versus the core.
That's an $8,000 difference.
Yeah, but what's that circuit edition have that's different? You said it was the forged carbon roof.
Yeah, so it comes with a forged carbon roof. It comes with leather seats or, fake leather seats or whatever it is.
Hold on, but you also said something about those seats. They're not different.
They're the same exact seats.
Same exact seats with just the cover.
Right. And the regular core model comes with the cloth seats, and then the circuit edition comes with the same exact seats, but they're just leather covers. And then you get some aero package or something like that.
Yeah, no, I'm okay.
You're gonna spend $8,000 for that?
No.
Actually, or is it that you have the limited edition circuit edition, so you feel special?
One, if you're looking at a resale standpoint, yes, that's probably where you would want to be.
Yeah.
It's just how it is. If you want to get,
but if I had $8,000 on that car, you could put that into performance mods. You could put that into
100%
basic bolt-ons.
You could get better. You could get better seats.
Yeah,
you get and better all that seats. Aero for the $8,000. So
you can do
personally for
you,
me.
You can
I'd
do suspension,
some, nice
some bolt-ons, and a tune with $8,000.
Yeah,
and still have some gas money to play with.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no. For that one, that would be a no go on that.
But are any of these performance tuner cars, is it even worth it to look into these different trim models anymore, or is it better just to take the base model and just mod it?
If you plan on going heavy with the modifications, I say base model is where you want to go.
Yeah.
If you're going to be doing stuff light, like I'm just going to do an intake, an exhaust, I'd say the trim level is just nicer
It makes a little bit of a difference.
But you got to look at the driver who's going behind it. You got a guy who's like, no, that thing's going to go in the garage and I'm going to start taking it apart once I get it.
What's an older car you've been looking at that you would want? Like, say, like a pre-2005 car.
Pre-2005?
Yeah. Or, I don't know, something like that. Older.
See, but older cars in those generations, like, the trim package levels wasn't this absurd in difference in price.
Well, yeah, because, like,
but also, like, your main difference was, like, oh, this one has a sunroof. This one's got a CD player. You know what I mean? Like, things like that, which was, like, yeah, okay, that's worth it. Because back then, what was the difference? Like $1,000,
Yeah.
But
the way I look at it is, like, if I ever looked at, like, if I ever wanted to do like a track build or something like that, and say
I want as base as possible.
Well, say I was looking at like a RX-8 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, they came in different trim models. I couldn't tell you what they are, but mm-hmm. if I was hunting down an RX-8 or something like that, I definitely wouldn't care what trim model I get.
No, because I would care. You're going on a full build. It's a full project.
Yeah,
it really doesn't matter. It comes down to what comes your way at the good price and the best condition.
In the best condition, exactly. Best condition. So
I'd be
looking for body condition and mm-hmm. you know, just engine condition, whatever, especially on a rotary car. Yeah. But you know, it's like, so look at this. It has all these packages, but does anyone even give a crap?
I don't even know what any of those package differences are.
But it's so funny when you go to a Nismo or a special, like something like that, everyone cares.
Because that becomes a collectible.
Yeah, I guess.
That's one thing, too. It becomes a collectible. It's like, oh, I have a Nismo, things like that. Like, and you want to keep it in the garage. You're going to have light miles on it, which, you know.
A great example is the trim for the S2000, the CR.
Mm-hmm.
Did one of those sold for like $90,000.
But again, when you come down to, this is where that rare and hype comes in.
Yeah.
How many of those were made versus how many of the base?
Not too many.
Exactly.
First of all, that car is beautiful.
One, that car, that would be worth it to get that trim level, but it's also a collectible.
Not for $90,000.
Again, if you got the money and you're looking to collect. And
no one should be paying 90 grand for an S2000.
No, I would not.
That's crazy. But it is
beautiful.
That is beautiful.
That is beautiful.
But like, no one cared about this back then when it was new. People only care about it now.
Even people with the S2Ks back then really didn't even care.
When I talked to Jim about this car, Jim said that they couldn't sell these cars. They couldn't even move them.
It was small.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, you want to know something funny? Now, I always see this. You always see a mint old S2K. It's always in that light blue color. Mm-hmm. And when you see who gets out of the car.
Old guy.
It's old guy or old lady. And again, I praise good. I love it. They probably had it since brand new and it probably has no miles on it, but I love seeing that.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those things that kind of hurts. I'm like, oh, I wish I had that car versus them because I could use it to its fullest potential.
Right.
But I do love seeing it. I think it's a cool little.
That thing's sick.
Anytime I see it, it's always that light blue color too. It's never any other color.
I wish
it's
the I light blue. That, man. Or the yellow. Always, the yellow for that 2000 is great
the
too.
The yellow would be. But, that's and I'm not even a crazy fan of yellow cars, but I would do a yellow S2K.
I like yellow cars. I've never had one. I gotta get a yellow car. You know what's crazy? I've never had a blue car.
And my first car was like this bluish green 93 Buick Regal.
Hey, that's a true starter car.
Yo, bro, that car, I used to do burnouts with that thing.
Yeah, I used to burn oil.
I think I drove that thing with no oil for a solid year.
Oh, man.
I killed that car, but I was young.
Of course.
Dumb. It was my first car.
So what are you looking at now? What are you trying to get?
It changes daily for me, dude.
Do you care about the trim model or whatever you're looking at?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
So give me an example. What are you looking for?
Like when it comes down to like right now, one of my options was like a B9 S5.
Okay.
Because I figured.
That's a new one?
Newer one. It's like a 2018, 2019. That body it's style pretty new. Started.
Yep.
But I won't go anything past the 21 because they become impossible to tune.
Okay.
Which is crazy. But yeah, I was told that. Yeah, that's the one. This premium platinum package. Like I'd want to get that probably max to the T because that would be just nice comfort.
But are you adamant about that? Would you take a non trim model that wasn't that one?
Yeah.
So in the end, when it comes down to
what I'm looking for, like, yeah, I'm going to look for probably, but I'm also looking in the used market, which is completely different when it comes down to these trim packages.
But I think it's so funny, though, because, like, you'd be okay with taking a different trim, but I feel like people who are out there looking for, like, a 370 Nismo, they're not willing to take a regular 370.
Because they're looking for that collectible, in my opinion.
That's the only reason?
I think so.
I mean, because it can't be for what you get.
Even with that. The S5 versus your Nismo package is like completely different tier versus like your base to me versus the Audi. Like they're close. It's just a couple of features.
You know, what's the only thing for me that I think would make a trim level like really, really worth it? I think is if when they do like the exclusive colors, like exterior colors. I really appreciate that. Like one thing I think is really cool that Honda did recently, which is the Honda Civic Si, mm-hmm. which does not get love anymore.
It really
like,
doesn't.
It really gets it really no doesn't. Love anymore. But they gave the Si its own exclusive color, which is like this orange color. And I think that's sick. It brings a little bit of life back to that car.
I love the fact that it is an exclusive color.
Like, even the Type R doesn't get that.
Yeah, no, I love the fact that it's an exclusive color. The orange color, maybe not my thing.
Yeah.
But I do love that it's an exclusive color.
But at least
color.
They gave it an exclusive. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, you know, no,
there's
100%.
There's no exclusive colors on the Type R until you get to a limited edition.
Yeah.
So everything else, like even that Boost blue color they have, you can get that on Jim's car, on the Touran version.
Now, my question with the SI, is it only one package or is there multiple SI packages?
It's always one package.
Yeah, it's always one. So that's why it gets the exclusive color versus your Type R.
Oh, because there's no other factors to play with?
Exactly.
Ah, yeah, I see.
So that's my take on that.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, when I was looking at this car in particular, I was thinking that who the heck is going to buy this over?
I like it, actually. And I'm fully for that thing being like a solid daily. If I was looking into a brand new car, prices right now on brand new cars are so ridiculous. So I can't even really say that. That's why I'm looking at a used one.
Yeah.
But that could be a runner up.
Hmm. So, I mean, but you're saying that for the car that you're looking for, the trim model is negotiable.
It's negotiable, for sure.
That's funny.
I'd like if, you know, again, that S5 would be more my daily versus a project. So, it's like I'd like to have the extra features.
But also, if you're looking for a project, the trim level also wouldn't matter.
If I was looking for a project, I'd probably try to find as base as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, it's going to be so old where the trim level really was like leather seats and a sunroof, you know, type of thing.
Well, that's coming out anyways.
Exactly.
Well, the seats are probably. But,
exactly.
So in what scenario for yourself would the trim level like strongly matter?
Probably if it was going to be a daily.
Okay.
That's how I look at it. Like, this is how we used to say when I used to sell cars. You could pull up to the same exact car, but it be max packed out features. And then you look at your car that's a base, and then you look back at that, and it's like, all right, the extra $50 a month could have been worth it.
I see.
That's how you have to really think about that. Like, it's like if you're really torn between them, like, oh, I don't know if I should spend the extra money. It's like, how are you going to feel if somebody pulled up where you're next to this and have all those features that you wanted?
Well, that's okay. So when it comes out to more luxurious kind of features and mm-hmm. like, creature comfort stuff.
Exactly.
Like, I guess it's worth it in that mm-hmm. sense. But
in my opinion,
but
that's
in performance sense,
makes no difference.
Unless that they give you an actual difference in an engine package.
Power, you know, you get X amount more horsepower, you know, whatever. But either way.
Or drivetrain or whatever. I think the Maverick has packages where it's all-wheel drive and front-wheel drive and stuff like that.
See, but they... We used to do that too. Well, I hate to say we used to do that. Toyota used to do that too. If you look at like the RAV4s that are like security cars, those aren't all-wheel drive. Those are all front-wheel drive.
Okay.
So those cars tend to be specifically built for security guards, you know, things that you don't need the all-wheel drive for.
Why don't security guards need all-wheel drive?
Because it makes the car cheaper. If the car's just going to be driving around a parking lot all day, it's not like it's being used to its fullest potential.
Hmm. Okay.
Normally, that's why you would get a full base. You know, that's why they build these fully base cars.
They cheapen it up.
They cheapen it up, yeah. Because it's gonna be how many of those do they have to buy? You need to buy 8 to 10. Say if you got security guards, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be used and abused.
Used and abused. Mm. You know, who cares?
Like my one of my old cars, the Hyundai that I had, the Veloster. Mm-hmm. It was the Veloster N1, and I had the original one where it came with an actual performance difference. So like you can get the base model and then you can get the performance one and excuse me.
And
the performance one actually had like it was like a 15 horsepower difference and like a 20 pound feet of torque difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a big deal there.
That is a big
so
deal.
So that's where I was like, I gotta get this one. Like I will not take the base one. I want
how much was the price difference?
I can't tell you. I don't remember.
See, but it comes down to, can I make that same power with
that amount of money spent?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or less.
Yeah. Or less. Yeah.
Or less. Again, really comes down to the person who's buying it.
Isn't that funny?
It is funny.
Yeah.
But it comes down to the person who's buying it, because you could either be that guy who's like, I'm not planning to mod it. I just want to have a nicer car.
Yeah.
Boom. Get the full package. Your guy who's like, I'm going to rip this thing to pieces once I get it. Go get the base because you're going to change every single
thing. Or they might look at it and say, no, that's a waste of money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because I don't think that car came with it didn't come with any kind of different engine or anything like that. It was just, I guess, just all in the tuning.
Yeah, it's probably all tuning.
Yeah.
I really don't see, you know, tuning restrictions. That's really about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think I've made my point.
I think I've made my point, too.
All right, cool.
All right, guys, that's it for the show. We're here and we're going to leave now.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks for joining us. And happy Wheel Wednesday.
Happy Wheel Wednesday.
We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Don't step on my shoes, man.
I didn't step on your shoes.
You stepped on my shoes. I don't like that. See you later. Later, boys.
Peace.
And girls.